So when you, if you notice our nativity, there's a lot of people in the room, right? So you can stand up if you want to see it. But there's, we have the wise men there. We have a few shepherds. There's some donkeys and sheep. If you have been around a newborn baby recently, there's a lot of people in the room at the hospital. There's a lot of people going in and out. A lot of, like, there's techs and techs of other techs who come in and take blood and take all sorts of measurements, and it's really confusing. Period. If for someone to give birth, they've been expecting this for a long time. There's been a lot of build-ups. If they're, it's like a mountaintop experience in the life of a family, in the life of a mother. And for the people working at the hospital, it is a Tuesday. And they go through. They get it. They get it. You know, they have to do their job. One of the ways in the modern world people help to navigate this system is through a doula. Some of you may not have heard of a doula. A doula is a non-medical professional who helps someone in going through the processes of labor. And so they aren't a nurse, they aren't a doctor, but they know what's going on. They can tell you, okay, this person is coming for this. They can remind you to breathe in different ways. They are stand in solidarity with the mother, with the couple as they go through this process. Now, when Alina had our two kids, we couldn't afford a doula. So she called me her doulos. Now, because doula is a literal Greek translation. And so doula is a female servant in Greek. And so a male servant is a doulos. And so there's someone who to care for the person in need, to stand in solidarity, to remind them what's going on. Now, all of us can't have children. Some of us have already had kids. Some of us physically can't. But each of us needs help and support in our life, in a myriad of human endeavors where we go into a situation and we have no idea what's going on, and we just need someone to tell us, now, what is this person's job? Why are they here? Why are they taking blood from me right now? We need that. We are not islands or atoms separated from each other. Each one is a part of a whole. We need help in this life. We cannot save ourselves. We are not messiahs for ourselves. This is what John the Baptist says. If you remember last week, when the people confront John the Baptist, the first words he says is, I am not the Messiah. I am not the one you're looking for. I'm here to point to that person. This is what we need to say, that we need help. There are times in our life that we need help. And we need to understand that the other people around us, there are times in their lives that they need help too. So often, it's so easy to forget that when you're going through a struggle in your life, you're going through a period where you're confused, it seems like everyone else has it all figured out. And their lives are just, oh gosh, if only I could just have their life, it would just be all perfect and all laid out. When each of us are in that same position of needing help, of needing someone to help us on this journey. But the good news is that God is sending us help. We see it played out in the scriptures for today. Mary is visited by an angel, and she is scared. She is scared. We all would be scared at this. It's a frightening thing. Gorillas are supposed to. Just like a gorilla, an angel comes to you. It's not a good thing when the angel comes to you and greets you. Yet she did not run away. She did not run away. She stared there and questioned the angel. She asked a question back to her. It's similar to in the moment with Abraham and God, when Abraham questions God. A lot of people, when they receive a word from an angel, they're like, oh yes, okay, yes, I'll do it, whatever. Just go away. But Mary's like, now, wait a minute. Are you sure? How is this going to happen? How will this happen? And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you. Will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son. And so the first thing that happens is the Holy Spirit comes to her. It is the first thing with Mary. It is the first thing with each of us. The Holy Spirit comes over us. The good news of Jesus Christ, the announcement that the world is being saved, that the broken things are being mended, that the pieces of the shattered pieces of clay are coming back together. The Spirit is sent first. The Spirit was sent to Mary before the angel came, because it is only within the Spirit that Mary is able to say yes to God. She cannot do that on her own. It is only in the Spirit that Mary will be with child. Mary welcomes the Spirit, says, "Let it be with me according to what you have said." The Spirit has come to you. How have you welcomed the Spirit in your life? In Wesleyan theology, in the Methodist Church, we believe in prevenient grace, the grace that comes before. Pre, before, venient, come. Like some of you may have learned in school what Caesar said when he stepped foot on Britain. It's like, veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. It's the same come. It's prevenient. The Spirit comes before we are aware of it. So the Spirit has come to you, but even more so, the Spirit has come to other people in your life. The Spirit has come to each of us. That grace is present. And that grace prepares us to say yes to God. How have you said yes to God? Before we can proclaim good news, before we can look like our bear angel proclaiming, we ourselves need to say yes to God. Say yes to what we need to do. We need to say yes to what God is doing with us. So what is God doing in your life? What is God doing that you can say yes to? What are the doors that are opening or the lessons that are being learned? God's presence is not only found in the immediately beneficial or the immediately gratifying. God's presence is not just in those moments that you're like, okay, I said a prayer and then it happened. That was awesome. God's presence is found in those times when we are tested, when we are tried. The Epistle of James tells us to think of the various tests we encounter as occasions for joy, because testing produces endurance. Not that God is the one testing us, as James continues. He says, no one who is tested should say, God is tempting me. God does not tempt anyone. Everyone is tempted by their own cravings, by their own desires, but God is with us in those tests. God is with us in those challenges of life. In 2 Corinthians, it talks about how we should be comforted in all our situations, because that gives us a way to comfort others in their affliction. We should be comforted in our affliction, and in that, be able to comfort others in their affliction. Mary was tested by God in receiving this word from God, yet she was not alone. The Holy Spirit sustained her, and God sustains us. God may be sending you to someone else to sustain another. Maybe God is preparing you to be a doula in the faith of another, to stand with them in solidarity, to remind them that they are loved, to remind them that it's okay to not have it all figured out, that it's okay to not understand what's going on, that they are not alone. How can we proclaim the good news that God is with us? How can we accept it for ourselves? God is with you. You are not alone. We must begin there. In the same place Mary was, we must learn from Mary to accept God's purpose for us. We must accept that God may be using us to be a doula, to be the companion for someone else's journey of faith. Let us start here. Let us support each other. Let us go this day supporting the people we will be with. It's a crazy day for most of us. It's not a normal schedule. We're going to interact and see people we don't always see on the same day. How can we support them not out of arrogance, but the humility of Mary? The humility of saying, let it be with me according to your will. May we step into these situations open, that maybe it's not just something that we can get something out of. Maybe God is putting us into a situation that we can invest ourselves in to be the handmaiden of someone else's faith. May that be our proclamation this day. May humility and love be our proclamation this day. And may it be with all of us according to God's will. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.